USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for President Trump say they do not believe the president can legally obstruct any investigation. In a letter obtained by the New York Times, the Trump legal team explains the president cannot do so because he has the authority to halt any investigation. On another front, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says
he has no intention of pardoning himself, but he probably doesn't say he can't.
Giuliani is saying President Trump has the power to pardon himself, but probably wouldn't do so because
ramifications of that would be tough. Pardoning other people is one thing. Pardoning yourself is another.
He was speaking on ABC's This Week. Hawaii is not the only place on the globe where a volcano has been erupting. At least 25 people are dead in Guatemala from a violent eruption of the Fuego volcano. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery, and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too, so why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump's lead lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says he does believe that President Trump or any president would have the power to pardon himself for any crimes he might commit, even murder.
He probably does. He has no intention of pardoning himself, but he probably doesn't say he can't. I mean, that's another issue, really interesting constitutional argument. Can the president pardon himself?
Giuliani telling ABC's This Week, had President Trump gotten angry and shot James Comey in the Oval Office, Trump may not have faced any charges. Primary season continues, and with tomorrow being Tuesday, there are more in 8 states this time around, as voters will be casting their ballots in California, Alabama, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. The primary is determining candidates for November's national midterm elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Two large wildfires continue to rage in New Mexico, fueled by drought-stricken trees and brush, the Buzzard Fire and the Ute Park Fire, torching thousands of acres. The Buzzard's Fire still burning in the western part of the state, with over 29,000 acres already scorched and it's 41% contained. Meantime, the Ute Park Fire in the north has exploded to over 36,000 acres since it started on Thursday. It's now 23%. Contained. A huge new cancer study with good news for women who have breast cancer, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The largest breast cancer treatment study ever conducted finds most women with the most common form of early stage breast cancer do not need to undergo chemotherapy. That brings tens of thousands from the negative side effects and cost of the drugs. Dr. Stephanie Burdick of Lenox Hill Hospital says many of these women have been recommended for such treatment.
By looking at their genes, they were able to give each patient a DNA fingerprint. So now we can compare those women to this database. And based on that, they are assigned a score. It was always the women in the middle that we worried about. Many of those women can really avoid chemotherapy altogether.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And this is a good time to remind you, you can catch us online as well as on the radio at usaradio.com for USA Radio News.